I don't know what it is about fragile things in my life, but every time I have something that is breakable, fragile, expensive, or definitely would say on the care instructions, absolutely do not do X, Y, and Z, that somehow I end up beating it up. I'm just rough on my shit. You know those people? I have a girlfriend like this, where they buy a pair of Uggs and the Uggs stay looking brand new for like 6 years. And you're like, do you ever wear it outside? And she's like, yeah, occasionally. Occasionally, bitch. I am outside one day with new Uggs and the things are ruined. Like, I have a random black spot on them. They're dirty. There's a scratch already. My heels click together. I say this to say, when I was carrying in my microphone stand, I yeeted accidentally the top of my microphone stand into my light on my ceiling, my little nipple light, because I didn't realize how short my ceilings are and how tall my microphone stand is when I'm carrying it over my head and it's already like 4 feet long. So we are here. We have made it to the end of the week. Happy fucking Friday. I've had a week, guys. I've had the kind of week where you go on a week-long vacation to decompress from. Maybe a month. Maybe a year sabbatical, honestly, is where I'm at. And I almost was not going to post today. And then I said, you know what? No, that's not what I've promised. And that's not what I said to my fans, my loving fans, you who is listening. I'm here in this fucking chair as I'm exhausted. We're just going to have a little conversation, because I will be damned if I let this fucking month go by without giving you initiatives to get yourself on the right foot for 2021, and myself included. But this is really about you, not about me. So let's just go and get into the fucking episode. All right, so I say that all the time. All right, so I should make merch with a fucking quote. All right, so let's talk about 2020. Trigger warnings. We've had a tough year. You've had a tough year. I've had a tough year. And we're going to dive into some of that in this episode. We're not going to get too dark, you know, because I want you to like to listen to me. But I think we need to get real for a second, because here's where I'm at. Hear me out. Last year, I wanted to do so many things in December leading up to the new year, specifically for the podcast and for you as a listener, because I love New Year's. This time of year is my jam. It's where I spend a lot of time reflecting on my previous year and then looking forward to the new year, what I want it to look like, you know, manifesting, setting goals, getting new planners. And I was so busy last year, I did not get a chance to even remotely have time to sit down and plan any of this out. This year, I have a little bit more time. This week would not show that if you were living a day in my life, but I'm going to make fucking time, because you need it, I need it, and this year fucking needs it more than anything else. So I thought we'd start with this first week of December, kind of in reflection mode, because before we look forward to our futures, we kind of got to assess the past. And I came up with this exercise that's based off of inspiration from something I've done in the past, which I'll get to and explain. But basically, I wanted us to look at what's called the graph of our life for 2020. When I was a junior in high school, I went on a retreat called Kairos. Some people know it as Kairos. I refer it to as Kairos. And it's a secret retreat that you go on when you're a junior at my high school, and the select seniors in your high school lead it and are your leaders. And it's a really spiritual 4 days. And it changed my life. It was pivotal to, like, literally building the foundation of who I am today And I'm not going to go too deep into Kairos itself because, in case anyone who's listening who hasn't gone on it yet, I'm not going to spoil it for you. But I do want to talk about something that happens the first night. So each day has a theme. And the first day of Kairos is really about looking at who you are and what you've gone through to get you to the point that you're at in that moment. So that's a little bit what we're going to do today with this exercise. So the first exercise you do on Kairos, where I went for my school, was a life graph. Now, in the case of this exercise, we're going to do a 2020 graph. But basically, take a piece of paper, and if you're in the car, like, I want you to come back to this and actually do this exercise, because I think it's going to be really beneficial for you. But if you have the opportunity right now while you're listening, stop what you're doing. It's only going to be, you know, 15 minutes of your life, but I think it's going to help a lot kind of process everything that's happened this year for you, not for the world, for you. So get a piece of paper and you're going to draw a line across one end to another. How do they call that? Hot dog way. So not hamburger, the long ways of the paper. You're going to half that with a line. And that's your median. So that is neutral. That's nothing bad, nothing good, just neutral. And what you're going to do is you're going to draw out the high points and the low points of your year. And the way that I mapped this out before, because I know that can kind of be overwhelming, is I broke it down by month. So I went January through December, and I did little bullet points first on another piece of paper of what were my high points, what were my low points. And there were some months where I didn't have any lows. And there were some months where I had super lows and super highs. And of course, months where there were just lows. So try to not, like, absolutely no judgment on yourself in this exercise. And I know that's hard and difficult for some of us. It's difficult for me, because I start thinking and I get in my head and I almost judge picking one thing over another, or like, something I struggled with in this was I started adding other people's sorrows to my list. And I was like, okay, well, if it didn't affect you, sadly, you don't have to add it in there out of guilt that someone you were close to was feeling it, which we'll get to that. But right now I want you to focus just on yourself. So like I'm not going to share my life graph, because I also want this to be just for you and your eyes. This isn't for anyone else. You know, if you got a group of friends and you guys want to like kind of do it for accountability purposes, then fine, share, but you don't have to share if you don't want to. This is like completely, you make it your own. My first high was the first point on my graph, and it was one of the higher points on my graph because I started this new year in January 1st in Disney World. And that's like the fucking hello. That's should have known it was going downhill by then. That was like the peak of happiness for me. And of course, like, you know, we'll get there. I'm just so excited to talk about it. Holy shit. So one of my highs was Disney World. And as I was filling it out, it wasn't until, so you could do this a couple different ways. You can kind of do it with a pencil first in case you think like, oh, that point shouldn't be that low. That should actually be lower, whatever. I just followed chronologically. So like some of it is all in the highs for like the month of February, and then it drops down super low and then comes back up. And you basically will get the map of what 2020 looked like for you. And I went through, because I'm extra as fuck, with highlighters and colors and made it like a whole thing for me. But what I did once I looked at just the events that happened to me that affected me, I went back through, because there were a couple points I had forgotten about at first. But the reason I had forgotten about them was because it didn't necessarily happen to me. It happened to someone that I was close to. But because I was being a good friend or a good daughter or a good family member or coworker, emotionally it affected me. And I didn't realize that until, you know, spend some time with this. Like, I wrote down just off the top of my head gut reaction, things that I remembered, because to me, those are like moments that were impactful because they stick out. But there are things subconsciously that sometimes take some time to like come to the surface. So, you know, put on some good music, give yourself some time, and really write out a list of like, what was the happy times of this year for me? When was I at my happiest, and when was I at my lowest? And when you map that out, go back and now add in the points that you're thinking of after, where like one of my examples was one of my best friend's parents, both of them got really sick and were in the hospital for COVID back in the beginning of the year, closer to like March, April. And that was really, really tough on her. And it was tough on me because one, her parents are like my parents. Like, we grew up together. She's one of my oldest friends. But two, you know, I'm being a good friend. I'm listening to her. I'm there for her. And yeah, I'm sad, but I'm also emotionally helping her. And that's tough. Like, I feel like this year, what's been hard, obviously, is what each individual person has gone through. Yes. But then we're collectively hurting as a community because all of us know someone who's affected. All of us know someone who's maybe going through a tough time or didn't have a good year or was sick and affected by COVID. And that's a lot of emotional trauma too. You know, even if it didn't happen to you, it could have happened to someone you know, or something negative could have happened to someone you know, and you carried that burden. So I went back and I added those points in a different color because I was just curious to see, you know, where along that fell with the other highs and lows in my life. And when you finish, you know, step back and just kind of spend the first minute or so observing and think about what comes to your mind. Because honestly, for mine, the first thing I thought was, wow, you actually had a lot of highs. And that's what's crazy about life, is you can simultaneously be so happy and so sad at the same time. And not to get all fucking Casey Musgraves with it, but this year was an emotional roller coaster of the highest points in my life and some of the lowest. And I think I didn't want to pass. I did this exercise for many reasons, but one of the reasons why I think it's beneficial and why I think you should do it is because, yes, you might have had a tough year, but I also want you to recognize and be able to recognize the positivity that has come out of this year as well. Because I believe in looking through the positive lens of life, and I choose to do that. And just seeing my lows and kind of allowing myself to feel those emotions was healthy, but also to take the time to look at my highs and appreciate them and thank them, you know, thank God and the universe for bringing me some really amazing highs in my life this year. I didn't want to just like let it go by. And I think with a year like this, in the way that it's unraveled, like whether that be with COVID, with politics, with the, like on a global scale, a lot has happened. And we're constantly informed on so many platforms, I know it's overwhelming. And we're go, go, go. And right now you're probably feeling, you know, you're finding gifts for your family for the holidays, you're finishing up school, you're maybe about to start a new semester of school, change a job, you know, you're getting ready to lose a job come the new year. I mean, there's so much going on for us, but that doesn't mean that you can't take the time to stop and assess your life and look at this past year and spend time, you know, really thinking about what has happened and what has affected me. And then when you do that, when you're done with this exercise, I want you to look at your lows and I want you to ask yourself the question, have I healed? And if you haven't, even if it's a low that you're carrying from a year prior to this and you still aren't healed and it's a low that showed up on your 2020 calendar, that's okay. You know, there's no timeline to healing, but it is about active healing because healing is, in order for it to happen, it has to be actively worked on, actively tended to. And, you know, I want you to spend the next month really thinking about ways you can implement healing into your life, depending on the circumstance. And if there's a low that you haven't healed from, take the time to write about it. Take the time to maybe buy a book that's a self-help book that is specific towards that problem. Because here's the issue that I've realized in my life over the years. I've had a problem. I've known my issues. But I get blanketed advice from people or I look to advice from individuals who write like maybe a self-help book that isn't towards that like acute issue. And so I'm trying to apply it to my problem, but I'm like, oh God, it's just not the same. And maybe, you know, maybe there's someone out there that you find through research and through looking up specificities of like what you're going through, you find someone who's literally you can relate to. And maybe they have a healing journey, you know, and you can listen to the ways that they've coped with it. Because that's what's hard is getting advice from someone you appreciate it. You know, I love my self-help books, but if you're reading a book that's telling you how to get over a breakup and you're trying to how to get over being fired, like that's not the same. I mean, I'm sure there's transferable things you can bring from one subject to another, but you know what I mean. Get specific. And I think we're worried about specifics when it comes to lows and healing and sad issues because getting specific means you have to define it. And defining means that it's real. And if it's real for you, that you have to feel. And people don't want to feel. We want to numb it. We want to numb it with social media. We want to numb it with video games. We want to numb it with Netflix. You know, I saw this TikTok, side note, I saw this TikTok the other day. This woman said, people are having such a hard time in quarantine or dealing with quarantine because they don't have a hobby. And it's true. I mean, people don't have hobbies anymore. Like, and I, you know, I will give TikTok credit. I think it brought back some of the younger generations, like love for being creative because they saw so many of their community, like people in their community doing cool businesses, like, you know, running stickers out of their house or Etsy shops or designing denim jackets. Like, I don't know, but honestly, anything. It's just you have to find something that you love and put energy into it. And something that helps you feel, like not numb yourself, but helps you feel and helps you work through things. Like I am probably, you know, a mediocre golf player, but I love going to the driving range, throwing on some music and just whacking the shit out of the ball. It helps me work through my frustration, you know? And if you look at your highs and your lows, or you're thinking about some in your head right now while you're listening to me, and you really want to change it, like let's say a low for you, legit, let's say a low for you is like, I'm the heaviest I've ever been because of COVID. Because of quarantine, I haven't worked out. My gym hasn't been open. I'm like an empath. I'm taking everyone's energy in. I'm exhausted all the time. First of all, girl, give yourself grace. Like, we all do. You know, life isn't easy, but this year especially was hard. It was really hard. And you deserve to give yourself some grace and understand why you are where you are, and it's okay. But if you want to change it, we got to make a plan. Because change, one, is not going to happen overnight. And two, something like weight or something like decluttering, something like getting a degree. I mean, honestly, this can be used for anything. It takes little baby steps, micro steps that make like macro change. So my last thing for this exercise, and then I'll be done with this episode because I wanted to keep it quick for this week. But my last thing for this exercise is I want you to think about your lows that you want to turn into highs for next year. Or think about some lows that have affected you negatively that you want to change over this next year. And I want you to write down those goals. We're not going to dive in yet on like breaking goals down, making, you know, how I basically break down a goal. Just Jesus, I don't know if that picked up on the microphone, but it just sounded like someone tried to break into my apartment. Yeah, I'm not going to go into breaking down the goals yet. That's going to be at another episode this month, but just write them down. And maybe my favorite thing to do is open up a notes in your phone and get the little circle check mark and add it, because it just like, it makes, I don't know, it looks so sleek to me. And then when we start breaking the goals down, you can just like press, you know, the check mark when you complete those goals. But start a running tab in your notes on your phone, and anytime you think about it over the next week, write down a goal for next year. Not a resolution. We're not using the R word, okay? Not a resolution, just a goal. And it could be a month goal, a 3 month goal, 6 month, a year, 10 years, but just start writing it down. And next week we'll have a conversation. We'll start getting into the nitty gritty of how I tackle big goals and how I'm planning to tackle ones coming up. So I know it was a short episode this week. I wanted to keep it short and to the point. Do this exercise, please. Please do it. It made me feel so much better about my year. And it made me look at a lot of things and revisit some hurt and sadness that has happened to me this year that I realized, wow, that happened back in February and I pushed it down so far because then everything happened and I had no time to stop. And so many people are getting sick. So many people are getting fired. So many people are getting married, having babies. I don't know. It's like all these emotions, you know, and you put them away, you put them away. We need to unpack it before we move on. And if you need any help, let me know. You know, you can always find me in my DMs on Instagram at Stay Open Podcast or my personal Instagram, Arletta LaRue. DM me, send me pictures of your life graph. We can exchange. I'm excited to see what you guys do with this. I hope you liked it. And I hope it gives you some direction on where we're going in December, because it's going to be all about 2021 and like gearing up for the new year and the new you. New year, new me, bitch.